USA News. I'm Ryan Daniels. The showdown among Republicans over who will be the next Speaker of the House is getting personal. Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz criticized Republican leader Kevin McCarthy on the House floor.
We do not trust Mr. McCarthy with power because we know who he will use it for, and we are concerned it will not be for the American people.
During today's 12th vote, they got to 13. Before adjourning until 10 p.m. Eastern tonight. The nation marks 2 years since an angry crowd of Trump supporters stormed the U.S. Capitol building after the 2020 election.
Former Capitol Police Officer Michael Fanone on CNN.
While, you know, we've cycled a lot of individuals through the criminal justice system that participated in the attack, you know, Donald Trump is still walking around a free man.
Five people died tied to the January 6th event. I'm Lance Pry.
There's been a massive police presence at an Atlanta area mall after at least one person was shot. At the same time, 10 people are hurt after gunfire erupted in the middle of a French Montana and Rob 49 music video shoot, the Licking Restaurant in Miami Gardens, Florida. Said Mogul says,
I took off running and I was looking back, but I was like, you know what, let me just duck first.
And also today in the U.S., a woman has life-threatening injuries and a 6-year-old boy is in custody after a shooting at a school in southeastern Virginia. The job market is cooling, but continues to show resilience.
According to Labor Secretary Marty Walsh, there is still work to be done in the economy. The unemployment rate dropped to 3.5% last month, but one thing still remains a big issue.
We've seen some inflationary pressures come down this past year, and we need to continue that momentum moving into 2023.
The economy still added 223,000 jobs in December, which is more than what many analysts were expecting. I'm Tyler Kuehl.
This is USA News.
The holidays are here. Achieve gifting greatness when you give perfectly aged, tender, delicious Omaha Steaks. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have curated special gift packages to take the guesswork out of gifting and make you a holiday hero. Go to omahasteaks.com and take advantage of 50% off site-wide. Plus, use code TREAT at checkout to get an additional $40 off your order. Send an assortment of mouth-watering favorites guaranteed to impress, like the legendary Butcher's Cut Filet Mignon, air-chilled boneless chicken, ultra juicy burgers, even easy to prepare ready in a flash comfort meals. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order right away, so shop early and beat the shipping rush. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout. Omaha Steaks is a gift from the heart, remembered with every unforgettable bite. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com, get 50% off site-wide, plus use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $40 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
After getting hit with heavy rain, another heavy set of rainfall scheduled to cover the West this weekend. California is still getting over flooded roads this week, with many still without power. National Weather Service meteorologist Corey Miller says flooding will be an issue near Sacramento and many parts around the state.
We'll be looking at potentially some river flooding issues as we head into next week, especially on the upper Sacramento River and then the Cosumnes River.
Miller says that there is a potential for rock slides and landslides up in the foothills and mountains of Northern California. The FDA approving an Alzheimer's drug that slowed cognitive decline in clinical trials. The drug is called lecanemab and was developed by Biogen and Japanese pharmaceutical company Eisa. Trials in November showed it slows a cognitive decline somewhat in people with mild impairment due to Alzheimer's disease, but it also carries risks of brain swelling and bleeding. This comes after Congress released a report last week about the FDA's mishandling of the approval of another Alzheimer's drug made by the same folks. The Buffalo Bills say DeMar Hamlin's breathing tube was removed. Bills head coach Sean McDermott said the team got a chance to FaceTime with Hamlin.
He's just got some staple things that they know him for and that he does, and he made the heart.
Hamlin suffered cardiac arrest after making a routine tackle. The NFL, in the meantime, laying out plans in the likelihood there will need to be a neutral venue arranged on short notice for a key playoff game. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.